Future of European manufacturing. Ready for 2030? Seven paths to success. The manufacturing sector across Europe is at risk of falling behind on the global stage. Deloitte's new white paper offers seven possible paths to success for European industrial manufacturers, ranging from expanding the global footprint and taking a more customer-centric approach to joint innovation with other ecosystem partners. Cultivating more resilience and sustainability is vital to secure the future, while AI and a global remote working strategy could be the keys to success as global competition heats up and the talent shortage looms large. Going by the current headlines, Europe has become a difficult place for industrial production. Excessive bureaucracy, soaring energy prices, and chronic labor shortages make it hard for manufacturers to stay on the path to growth. That said, Europe's major industrial companies are still global leaders in both technology and quality in many segments, but the risk of losing that position is rising. What will it take to get Europe's manufacturing sector back on track for growth? Using various analyses in our recent consulting projects, our new white paper provides a broad overview of the current situation and offers possible responses for manufacturers in the current economic and political environment. All for one in Europe's manufacturing sector. Between now and 2030, European industrial manufacturers will face considerable geopolitical challenges, particularly as tensions between China and the U.S. are shaping global economic dynamics. Our Deloitte CFO survey indicates at least for a year now that CFOs are already factoring these tensions more and more into their investment decisions. Europe's enterprises have to prioritize both a global reach and a strong local presence to achieve lasting growth, making the most of the opportunities and minimizing the risks of each specific location. Between now and 2030, it will be vital for manufacturers to rethink and adopt a more agile approach to their global production networks, creating customer-centric solutions that win. With the global quality gap closing in industrial goods, 78% of European manufacturers see the solutions business, alongside continuing product differentiation, as a major opportunity to set themselves apart from global rivals. An omnichannel will be the platform of choice for customer interaction in that scenario. According to our customer excellence study, optimizing the touchpoints along the customer journey can deliver efficiency gains of up to 10%. This will, however, require decisive action. Our studies show that only 46% of today's manufacturers have mapped the entire customer journey, while the rest still lack the necessary data. We need to work towards a more cohesive European manufacturing sector. That means exchanging ideas, engaging in debate, and exerting influence to improve our status as a production location, while also maximizing the potential of global expansion at the same time. Striking the right balance here is key. Wouldn't it be great to have a Europe Inc. along the lines of the successful Germany Inc. of the 1980s and 90s? After all, that is what made us the world's leading exporter for decades and brought prosperity to the entire country. Oliver Bendig, partner and lead industrial products and construction sector at Deloitte, rethinking collaboration as an engine for the future. Between now and 2030, European industrial manufacturers need to step up their innovation game. Ecosystems and partnerships, even among competitors, could point the way forward here. Our manufacturing industry outlook indicates that more than 60% of the manufacturing executives we surveyed are already relying on alliances with specialist partners as part of their innovation and growth strategy. With a focus on making these relationships less transactional and more strategic, there is huge potential to develop new and improved business models. Ideally, these partner ecosystems would be built around shared structures and cultures. One possible idea is Europe Inc., an alliance grounded in common European values and objectives that may offer more opportunity than a fully global approach. See the white paper for more hypotheses. Making sustainability a clear priority. Sustainability looks set to remain a top issue for manufacturers through 2030. And even though Europe is recognized as a green pioneer, industrial manufacturing and other high-emission industries are under increasing pressure to change their practices. The stricter the regulations become, the more options companies have in terms of strategy. From pioneering eco-warriors set on achieving energy independence to mainstream companies simply adding a green product line. Each company seems to take a different approach to sustainability. Based on our current survey, 36% of our respondents have made regulatory compliance their main priority, while 64% want to become sustainability leaders. It is vital for manufacturers to decide early on which role they want to play in the energy transition. Building resilience, not only in the supply chain. According to our experts, we still expect more political tensions, regulatory constraints, and cybercrime in the future. Those industrial manufacturers focused exclusively on efficiency and cost optimization should be careful not to neglect issues like supply chain security and state-of-the-art manufacturing, including cybersecurity, as well as agile production and administration processes. One way to make workflows more agile is to outsource non-core business activities. Our analysis found that more than the half of Europe's industrial manufacturers rely on shared service partners and cybersecurity expertise to make their production sites more resilient. In addition to cutting costs, encouraging more professionalization of non-core disciplines, and accelerating digital transformation, this will ultimately give manufacturers the agility to respond to changes in the market. Banking on artificial intelligence. Using artificial intelligence, AI, and data analytics in software and chatbots has enormous potential to make the industrial manufacturing sector more competitive between now and 2030. AI is already improving production processes, quality control, preventative maintenance, and automated software coding. 67% of the industry experts in our study see artificial intelligence as a key lever for future success and expect significant efficiency and innovation gains as a result. Advances in AI and data analytics are driving trends from automation and quality control improvements to digital twins and personalized customer touchpoints. With only limited time left to invest in AI, Europe's manufacturers need to act now to secure their digital future, increase efficiency, and innovate new business models. Find innovative ways to recruit and retain talent. We expect the talent shortage in industrial manufacturing in Europe to continue well into 2030, even as candidates are expected to bring more skills to the table. 62% of manufacturers in our study cited talent recruitment and retention as their greatest challenge. At the same time, 80% of those companies say they don't have the skills they need for Industry 4.0. A clear sign that continuous training and upskilling are essential elements in adapting to the ever-changing technology landscape. AI can provide valuable support here, empowering global teams and overcoming language barriers with advanced translation and communication technologies. The strategic roadmap for 2030 is critical. The next few years will see a massive, multidimensional realignment in Europe's industrial manufacturing sector. Very few in the sector have a fully formed strategy for 2030, even though it is only slightly over 5 years away. The key here is to take an agile approach to these 7 paths and to tailor each step specifically to your company and its circumstances. These are the core questions you need to explore. Where should I be collaborating with other companies to strengthen my global position? How can I create end-to-end solutions using my current product and service portfolio to maintain my competitive edge? To what extent am I capitalizing on partnerships with software firms or even competitors to remain competitive? What role do I intend to play in the sustainability transition? Where can I increase resilience across the enterprise with a view to not only securing the supply chain, but also becoming more agile overall? How do I plan to use artificial intelligence in the short and the long term? Are there ways I can adapt the company and its corporate culture to attract more talent? Europe and its manufacturing industry will face some tough challenges over the next few years, but the medium and long-term prospects are probably a lot better than today's business headlines might suggest.